Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Shloimi is the answer. And who is he? He's a filmmaker and a peace activist. He is a journalist and he's a traveler. He had been to Dubai a number of times. We spoke to him when the peace announcement was made. And then it turned out that this past week he has been there in the UAE. So we thought we'd catch up with him and hear more about his experience. Shloimi, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thank God. How are you, Howard?
Excellent, thank you. So you are now back in Israel, is that right?
I'm actually in the United States and I got out of bed to talk to you.
Wow. Do you know that, wow, then we really, really are very, very grateful, because we didn't even really talk to anybody in New York because of 9/11, because we decided it wouldn't be fair. We didn't realize that you were in the United States. Your commitment is really appreciated. All right, give us a, tell us all about the trip. How different was it this visit versus your last visit?
So, to be quite honest, the trip wasn't so different from my previous trips. The people of the UAE have always been very welcoming and very, just very keen to show people that they are tolerant and accepting of everybody who comes into their country. The one difference that I did notice was that pretty much every single Emirati person that I spoke to is planning a trip to Israel. And perhaps this is something that they were dreaming about in the past, but now they're actively talking and planning these trips. So that was interesting. Additionally, when I was driving the streets of Dubai, I rented a car. People were literally pulling up beside me, honking, rolling down their windows and waving and giving me the thumbs up sign, screaming, welcome, welcome. So I can tell you the Emiratis are really, really, really excited about this new development.
Yeah, it's so interesting because it's almost like, it reminds me, and you won't know this history, but in South Africa, under the apartheid government, we were forced to, white males at a certain age were forced to go to the army. We were conscripted. Now, I managed to avoid it for as long as I could, and in fact, they never went. I was very involved in the law school, and they wrote me letters every year saying that I was studying further, etc. My brother couldn't get out of it. And he was there, and he was there during a time where the ANC was unbanned. Until then, they were a banned organization. And he always tells the story of how almost from one week to the next, they were being lectured about how these people were evil, the ANC was terrible, et cetera, et cetera. And then the next week, everything was okay again, and it was the sort of the switch. And it kind of reminds me of that you in Dubai and last time, and you've always said that people were very friendly. So I don't think it seemed to have happened on a personal level, but there's just this massive switch from, from animosity, at least from a government level, to real, what seems to be real, warm, genuine friendship.
Yeah, so the difference between this peace deal and the other peace deals that Israel has done in the past with, say, Egypt and Jordan is that if a Jewish person were to visit Egypt or Jordan looking visibly Jewish, they would not have an easy time with the locals. And that goes the same for the government as well. And Israelis especially, it's just not a popular peace. It's something that the government did, I guess, to avoid war, but there's no real friendship there. This is going to be a completely different dynamic. Whereas the people of the UAE and the people of Israel, it's like this crazy love story almost, where there's two different partners who've sort of been searching for each other for a long time, and all of a sudden they find each other, and it's just magical.
It really is, and even the announcement that hotels in the UAE need to cater for kosher food.
Yeah, so that was a recommendation that the government of Abu Dhabi recommended. I believe that was on Thursday, yesterday. But I must say that I tweeted earlier today, I said the UAE is going to be the second most kosher country in the world after Israel.
I mean, imagine making that statement 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that would have seemed impossible. And we are living in amazing, amazing times. It's truly, truly historic. And I'm so happy we're getting to see this.
And during the course of this week as well, Donald Trump was actually nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize because of the UAE-Israel Peace Accord. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm surprised because the way the media usually covers Trump, I was quite pleasantly surprised to see that he was nominated. You don't have to like everything President Trump does. Mm-hmm. but when he does something good, I think he should be recognized for it.
That's really what it means to be a thinking person, is that you rather look at the actions and say, well, this is positive, that isn't, and we applaud
Absolutely.
This, but we don't support that. So indeed, a very, very, so, and your thoughts, I mean, you're a person who's traveled to many of these countries, you continue to push peace, bridging gaps, bridging cultural divides. Do you think this is a shift towards a new era?
I do. I think that for a long time there have been young people and open-minded people who have wanted this change to be happening. You know, there have been many wars. There's been a lot of anger, a lot of hurt. There's a long history between the Jewish people, the Israeli people, and their neighbors in the Middle East. A lot of it is unfortunate. There's been a lot of misunderstanding, but I think people are finally starting to realize, you know, what Martin Luther King Jr. said, we need to learn to live together as brothers, or we will die together as fools.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Who do you think is going to be next in terms of making peace?
So as I told you last time, I don't know enough, you know, I'm not a politician, I'm not involved in these peace talks, but rumor has it that it's going to be either Bahrain or Oman. I can tell you that Saudi Arabia is not culturally ready to do it, having been there twice. It's not going to be Kuwait because they're also not culturally ready. The people are just not that friendly to Israel. But we're seeing that the people of Bahrain and the people of Oman are very warm, and it seems to be that it's going to be one of those two.
Right, absolutely amazing, and we certainly are going to keep in touch with you. Thank you for waking up at this ungodly hour that you have done in order to chat to us, Shlomi Zion. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend and a Shabbat Shalom.